This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Friday, June 7th. Well, the grain market led by corn continues with its up and down trend. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
We got some bullish news this week with 67% planted versus expectations of 71. Well, what did that market do to you if you were a bull and rewarded you with getting the news right? It punished you by selling off. And that market sold off pretty fast, and that's what these markets do, right? See, I always talk about this. 5 years from now, when you look back at these events and you'll think, man, I should have stayed long. I wish I was longer. A lot of times these good bull markets, and we're not quite in one yet, so don't get too far ahead of yourselves, but a good bull market will make it hard for you to stay long. And that's why it continued to rally, is because there aren't a lot of weak bulls in that market, so it can go. The strong hands will take it higher. And that's really what we might be setting up for here in corn.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 19 and a quarter at 511 and three quarters. July corn was up 5 3/4 at 421. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 606. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for June were up 9.5, ranging from 625 1/4 to 630 1/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for June were up 18, ranging from 645 to 655. Live cattle for June were down 25 cents at 107.50. August feeder cattle were down 17.5 cents at 138.77.5. And June class 3 milk was up 9 cents at 1621.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report.